On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
The Prime Minister's brother is quitting politics, admitting he's been torn between family loyalty and the national interest. Joe Johnson has been MP for Orpington for the last 9 years and will stand down at the next general election. A spokesperson for Number 10 has thanked him for his service. Tory MP Nigel Evans says his former colleague will be missed.
I'm very sad, but of course Joe was one of the great cheerleaders for the second vote. And so in many ways, I guess I was more surprised by the fact that he took the government job than he's resigning today. But I'm very sad because he's also announcing he's resigning as a Member of Parliament.
We've also found out today Sir Michael Fallon is going to stand down as the MP for Sevenoaks after more than 20 years. The former Defence Secretary has confirmed he plans to quit also at the next election. Meantime, the European Union's chief negotiator has warned EU states that Brexit talks are stuck in paralysis. At a meeting in Brussels, Michel Barnier told them the UK has presented no specific ideas on how to replace the Irish backstop. That's a mechanism designed to prevent a hard border in Ireland. When questioned in if any headway has been made, he was reluctant to answer.
The Union, the Parliament, the Member States are calm, united and vigilant.
Do you think you've made progress today?
I don't want to comment.
Of course, the UK is due to leave the EU on the 31st of October. But there'll be another motion in Parliament for an early election on Monday after Boris Johnson lost last night's one. Commons leader Jacob Rees-Mogg also says the House won't be shut down until the bill to block a no-deal Brexit becomes law.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere this lunchtime, the man who's been in charge of the council in Kent for 14 years has announced he's standing down. Paul Carter told KCC colleagues this morning. He was elected to the council in 1997 and took over as leader in 2005. The union representing British Airways pilots says it'll consider calling off strike action if the airline agrees to hold fresh talks. Walkouts are due to take place on Monday and Tuesday in a row over paying conditions, with another scheduled for later this month. Seven sheep have been killed after being attacked by dogs on land near Maidstone. Police seized two dogs after being called to Turnham on Sunday and have spoken to the owners while they investigate. KMFM's been told there have been three separate cases of so-called sheep worrying in the past week. Pet owners are being reminded to keep animals on a lead. Now, a lorry driver from Herne Bay has spoken out about being a victim of domestic violence for years.
I didn't really tell no one about it until I told the social worker that I was talking to. To me, it just came a fact of life that, you know, that's how she was. And if I wanted the relationship to carry on, that's kind of like what I had to put up with.
Tony Hennington was held at knife point by his wife several times, including one instance where she cut his hand. She's now pleaded guilty to coercive behaviour and a charge of actual bodily harm. You can read more of Tony's story and find details of where to get support at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Primary school girls did better than boys in this year's reading, writing and maths SATs tests in England. Figures out today show 70% of girls reached the expected standard, compared with 60% of boys. Around 50% of children who are eligible for free school meals achieve the target, 20% less than their more advantaged classmates. A burglar who squeezed through a cat flap at a home he raided in Folkestone has been caught after eating a fish cake. Jan Gina decided to have a snack after stealing bank cards and bottles of wine, leaving his DNA behind. The 20-year-old from Cambridge Gardens in the town, who initially claimed he didn't even like fish, has been locked up for more than 2 years. And two Kent towns have been named today among the top 20 most Instagrammable historic areas in the UK. Canterbury is 16th with 795,000 hashtags, while Dover had 470,000 mentions.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket, and a former England player is back in Kent's Joe Denley to do well in the fourth Ashes test. The Kent batsman has been moved up the order and will open the batting for England. Monty Panesar says it's a great chance for him.
If I was Joe Denley, I would love to grab that opportunity and make sure that I can show all the credentials that are needed for an opener. So this is a golden moment for Joe Denley.
Well, a short time ago on day two at Old Trafford, Australia were 241 for 5 in their first innings. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.